We live in a world of tension and conflict. Now, here are things you need to know. First, the warning signals. The attention or alert signal means turn on your radio or television set. Your local authorities have a peacetime emergency message for you.
Welcome to Orphan Radio number 82. This is Matt.
And Mike.
We're in Florida visiting our parent, mother.
That's right.
We haven't been to Hooters yet. What do you think?
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Maybe tomorrow.
Maybe. Went to the beach today. Been having some fun, relaxing. Anything else? Started the show off with the Briefs Orange Alert. Blackhawks got knocked out of the playoffs the other night. Thoughts?
They had a good regular season. It was disappointing, obviously, but I think they'll be good again next year.
What do you think they have to do?
I don't know. Maybe get faster.
Defense, for sure.
Yeah.
Defense looked kind of weak. So who are you pulling for now?
Anybody but the Blues.
Yeah, I agree. I kind of, after that series, I don't like the Predators either.
Yeah, I don't like
them. They got some
either.
Major shitbags on their team.
I agree.
They have some players that are really good that I don't mind, but there's a couple that are now on my shit list for life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't mind any of the Canadian teams.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. Besides, as long as St. Louis doesn't win, I'll be happy. You moved to Charlotte from Philadelphia about 6 months ago. What do you think?
That's right. I like it down there. It's nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Acquainting yourself with the city?
I'm trying.
How's the Tinder action?
Not very good.
Better than Philly or worse?
I would say worse.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
It's pretty bad.
Is there anything is there any major gripe you have with Charlotte so far?
No. Not that I can think of, really.
Yeah. Kind of an interesting neighborhood we live in.
Yeah, maybe that's the gripe.
Anyway, all right, well, we'll play some songs and come back and talk. We're going to talk about some job stuff, too, that we had in the past. Josh and I talked on the last episode about Joe's Crab Shack. We're going to get into that a little bit.
All right.
So what do you want to play?
First song is by Chick Stigget called My Dad Versus Paul McCartney.
Love them. All right.
Animals is what you gotta know. Whoa. We started getting
Spike, Orphan Radio 82, live from Florida. after Chicks Dig It There, I played a song by a band called Lutheran Heat. They're from Minneapolis. That song's called That Boy. I like that. I like noise. And then what did you play?
Hyper Enough by Superchunk. Right?
You're on top of it. Yeah. Yeah, I've never really heard that band before. I know people are kind of obsessed with them.
Yeah, I think Josh put it on some CD he gave me. I think that's how I heard it.
What did you get to see any good shows before you left Philly? Like, or the last like 6 months you were there or anything like that?
I can't remember really. I saw a band called The Loved Ones that was a local Philly band that had broken up, but I think they got together for a reunion. That was good. I mean, I saw a bunch of good ones while I was there, but I don't know.
Smoking Popes?
Did
you see them when you were there?
Yeah, yeah, on a New Year's Eve once.
How was that?
It's good.
They're always great.
That's right.
That's right. We're going to go see X in a couple weeks in Charlotte. That'll be cool. We got tickets to The Descendants in August. Were you at The Descendants show at the Daily Grind?
No.
Weird.
I know. I don't know why I wasn't there.
Did you see him at Liberty Hall, though?
Yeah, I went to that show. Okay,
because that was the Everything Sucks tour, which I like that album, personally.
Yeah, I don't really remember. It's been so long.
How old are you now?
22.
All right, cool. Well, we're going to play a couple hard songs, and I wanted to pull this up. You can tell me, this band's from Poland, Polska, and they're called Government Flu, but I want to know if you know how to pronounce this. Why don't you tell the listeners how you used to live in Poland?
I taught English in Poland for 6 months in 2003, I think it was, 2002.
And then you moved back to the Polish capital of the U.S.
Yeah, Chicago. So that...
How do you pronounce that? So this band's called Government Flu, and this is a cover of a song by an old Polish punk band from the 80s called Abaddon, but I don't... How do you say that?
It's like Walcz o Siebie. Walcz o Siebie.
Do you know what that means?
No, that's probably not the right pronunciation either, but it's close.
How was your Polish when you were there?
Terrible. It's a really hard language. So
didn't you say some lady, like your first week there, you were like in a grocery store and you told some lady you couldn't speak Polish and she like looked at you like you were from another planet?
Yeah, I got those looks all the time at the
bus. Because you weren't in Warsaw or Krakow.
No, I wasn't in a touristy place. And
what was the place, what was it called?
Bialystok.
And what was it like?
It was cool. I was the only American. I don't think I ever saw another tourist when I was there. Or not another American, but food was really good. People are cool. I don't think I went to any shows.
You went and saw Appleseed Cast in Warsaw, right?
That's right. That was later, though. That was a few years later.
Oh, okay. So you went back.
Yeah.
So do you know, like you told that lady you couldn't speak Polish in that store and she looked at you. How do you say I can't speak Polish?
Nie rozumiem po polsku.
The only thing I know how to say is spierdale.
That means get the fuck out of here.
And I said that kiddingly to that bartender, Stella, of Stella's.
Oh, what did she say?
She goes, oh, you should not say that. Well, because she loved me because I told her, I was like, yeah, my brother used to teach English in Bialystok, and that's her hometown.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
So if you're in Chicago, Stella's on Western. It's an old little hole in the wall. That's actually, you know, that used to be the Empty Bottle.
No, I didn't know that.
And then the Empty Bottle moved down the street.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
But anyway, all right, let's play a song by this Polish band called Government Flu. Ready?
Patrz o siebie, patrz o swoją wolność!
We're Back. That was Government Flu with, how do you pronounce that song again?
Valtel Shebe or something like that.
And then, what did you think of them?
It's pretty good.
And then Strutter, they're another, they're a band from Austin, Texas. That song's called Will to Learn. I heard that. Heard that sometime last year. I've been meaning to play that on the show for a while, but it was just got lost in my notes. But they're cool. I watched some live footage of them too. They look good.
Yeah,
you bet. So Joe's Crab Shack.
Yeah,
Josh and I talked about this for a while. Our mom was obsessed with you getting a job there for some reason when you were in high school. Is there a reason why you refused to get a job that summer?
I didn't want to work just because I wanted to lay around and do nothing all day.
What?
And she wanted me, I don't know why she chose that of all places, but she really wanted me to work at Joe's Crab Shack.
She was like obsessed with it.
And it was really bizarre, and I never went there, never got an application or anything, so I didn't want to work. And I didn't work that summer.
But wasn't there like a...
There were a couple instances where she got really upset and like screamed at me about it.
Well, I remember one time we had a friend over and you were supposed to go to Joe's Crab Shack that day, and she was like, "Did you go?" You were like, "No, I didn't go." And she goes, "You're going there today!" And she ran out, and she walked out the door because she was going somewhere, and as she was slamming the door, she goes, "Shit!"
Yeah, I remember that.
Mother. Good times.
I really should have gotten a job there.
What do you think was your worst job you ever had? Was it scraping bricks?
Scraping bricks, yeah.
So you got set up with that through manpower, right?
Yeah.
In Lawrence.
I thought it was a joke when the lady first told me what we were going to be doing. There's a huge dirt pile with all these old bricks, and we had to like chisel the cement off them and then scrape the mud off them, and that was it.
For like 8 hours a day.
Yeah, and when I first got there, the guy's like, "Don't try to be a hero out there." I was like, "I'm not going to stay out there that long."
Wait, because it was like July, right?
Yeah, it was the middle of the summer, and it sucked. I think I made it 2 days.
Scraping bricks.
Yeah.
Dave Durr loves that story.
It wasn't for me.
And then what did you do after that? Didn't you get a job washing dishes, but you quit after one day there, too, and you showed up to get your paycheck, and they were like, "Who the hell are you?"
Yeah, I worked at... I think it was J.B. Stout's on 6th Street. I don't even know if it's there anymore in Lawrence. But I worked one night and then didn't show up again and tried to get my paycheck like probably 5 months later, which the paycheck probably would have been for like less than $50. But they brought this guy out and he's like, "Who hired you?" And I was like, "It was you." but I didn't get my money because I'd forgotten to clock out.
Now you're a personal trainer, right?
That's right.
That's not true. What do you think is your favorite job ever? Not current job, not included. Included.
Maybe the Merc. That was a pretty fun job working with cool people.
Grocery store. Yeah. Grocery store jobs are always good.
Yeah.
I like mine too.
I had a good experience there.
I'm glad you did, but you quit another grocery store because the produce was too cold. Am I right?
That wasn't the reason.
That's what I heard.
Well, I didn't get along with the guy too well, I don't think.
Didn't you say, like, it was a brand new grocery store opening and they wanted you to wear name tag, or they wanted the customers to wear name tags so you could, like, talk to them and befriend the customers, right?
That was in some training video where the customer's wearing a name tag and the checker says, like, "Hey, Mrs. Johnson, didn't I see Bobby pitching blah, blah, blah?" So I don't know if they ever actually did that, though.
The produce was cold, though.
It was freezing.
All right, you want to start off another set?
Sure. This song is called "Hurry Up and Wait" by The Loved Ones.
Very cool. Desperate, desperate, just hanging on the line. Waiting, watching for sight and sign. The smell of medicine, shelter, and the flowers dying. Literally so reckless. How did I say what I mean? How do we spend our time? Let's make you wait. Just work out fine. Distress here in the silence. Do you have more of
just fake pain once they explode. A kid to break it down, you know this ain't no joke. Day after day I'm doing the same old thing. Well, I need some direction, I need to pull myself up out of here, go. Yeah, I could have cared less, but now my time's a waste and I'm a lost fucking mess. Time to face the fact that I'm growing up, but where do I go from here? Yeah, do I fight, do I give up? All of these pressures just make me want to explode. The future's breaking down, you know this ain't no joke. Day after day I'm doing the same old thing. Well, I need some direction, I need to pull myself up out of here, go. All of these pressures just make me want to explode. You know this ain't no joke. Day after day I'm doing the same old thing. Well, I need some direction, I need to pull myself up out of here.
The band began to play, so we started running from across the way. You can hear the drumming. It was calling.
Loved Ones with Hurry Up and Wait.
Yeah. Who's the singer? The singer of that band has like a solo career or something, right?
Yeah, Dave House.
Oh, okay. I saw him, I went and saw Bad Religion.
Oh, cool.
In October, and he opened up.
Yeah, how was it?
I wasn't really paying attention when he was playing, but Against Me opened up.
Yeah.
And I had never... I've heard a couple songs here and there, but dude, they were awesome.
Really?
I thought. They're really cool. Yeah. But actually, let's play an Against Me song. You want to?
Sure.
But after you played that Loved One song, I played Quantum Leap by The Invalids. They were a mid-90s pop punk band. They were from somewhere in Northern California, but they had a 7-inch on Lookout, and then they had the 7-inch that this was off of. I can't remember what label it was on, but I always loved that song.
Yeah.
And then what did you...
Everywhere at Once by the Plimsolls. I think that song's in Valley Girl.
Oh, okay.
It's the band they go see.
Is that the when they're at the bar and he gets wasted and bangs that girl in the bathroom?
Yeah, I think so.
Very cool. All right, let's listen to that Against Me song and we'll come right back.
Sweet.
Yeah. children cry when you left them at the station. Hey, moral soldier, you've got righteous proclamations and precious stones to fuel your pulpy conflagrations. And I wanna conquer the world, give all the idiots a brand new religion, put an end to poverty and cleanliness and toil, promote equality and all of my decisions. I want to conquer the world, expose the culprits and feed them to the children, do away with their pollution and then I'll save the whales. We'll have peace on earth and global communion. I wanna conquer the world, I want to conquer the world, I wanna conquer the world, I want to conquer the world.
All right, we're back. We played Don't Lose Touch by Against Me, and then you tacked a Bad Religion song on there.
Yeah, I Want to Conquer the World.
Clonker?
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so one of our favorite bands, Coxbar, has a new album out. It came out in the last couple days. It's called Forever, and they're one of the best bands ever. One of the best live bands ever, for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
Who'd you saw them in Philly, right? You seen them once or twice?
I saw them just once in Philly.
Oh, okay. I thought you saw them twice.
Who opened up? Oh, Street Dogs opened up, I think it was.
Nice.
Yeah.
What place was it at in Philly?
Union Transfer.
What's that place like?
It's all right. It's just this one really big room. Yeah. You know.
What do you think is your favorite place to see a show up there? You were in Philly for 5 years.
I like the Trocadero. Saw Guided by Voices there.
Oh, yeah. Our friend fell down the stairs because he got too drunk.
Yeah, Dr. Orr got too drunk. And I feel like I saw another band there, too, but I can't remember right now.
Where did you see Sloppy Seconds?
Boot and Saddle.
What's that place like?
It's all right.
I don't think Oh, I've been to the TLA, and I've been to Kung Fu Necktie.
Yeah.
That Kung Fu Necktie place is cool.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's too small for
big shows. All right, well, let's play a song off the new Coxbar album. It's out now. Album's called Forever. This song's called Contender. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
You could have been a contender. I've never said that before. You were a bit of a comp, but boy, did you have some fright. And there was something about you for sure. You thought the world revolved around you. You got too big for your boots. Self-belief is okay, but ego came out to play. And you started forgetting your roots. Your bitterness is on show for all to see. You can take my name in vain, cause it doesn't bother me. What have you got? Is that your best shot? You think that you're a man, but you're a toss. I think we both know you're a no-show, cause you haven't got the bottom of the heart. In your story to anyone who paid. Happy to be seen with me when it suits you anyway. Your new crowd is turning against you. It was bound to happen in the end. In your chase for wealth, you just can't help yourself, and you've lost yourself another friend. Your bitterness is on show for all to see. You can take my name in vain. You think that you're an amateur at heart. I think we both know that you're a no-show, cause you haven't got the bottle of a heart. Best shot. You think that you're an average.
contender.
Cox Bar song.
It's good.
Yeah. I saw they're playing a couple shows on the West Coast, and they're playing Punk Rock Bowling in Vegas, which I'd like to go to at some point.
Yeah.
But nowhere. I mean, I'd drive to like Atlanta to see them.
Yeah, why not? Huh?
Okay. What'd you play in the middle there?
That was Underground by Sloppy Seconds.
Another one of our favorite bands.
Yeah, I got my picture with the singer about a year or two ago when they played in Philly.
BA,
yeah, it's awesome.
He's cool.
Yeah, he was super cool.
And then I ended it there with this band called Heavy Cream. The song's called Run Free, and I played that song once a few years ago, but heard it the other day and wanted to play it again.
Yeah.
Because I like noise.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get into another set here in a minute, but I had another story about our mom getting mad at you revolving around a job, and you worked at Schnucks, which is a grocery store in Kansas City, and this is when we were going to shows, like at the Daily Grind mostly, which was an awesome club in Kansas City that didn't last very long. It was only open for maybe 2 years.
Really?
But, like, everybody played there. We saw, I mean, who did we see there? Slapstick, Bouncing Souls,
Queers.
The Queers, The Parasites, Teen Idols, Squirt Gun.
Yeah, lots of them.
That Descendants show was there. It was a warm-up show for the Everything Sucks album, and it was insane. But go ahead and tell the story.
So Mr. T Experience was playing. I think it was a school night, and I had to work at Schnucks, but I wanted to go, so I decided I was going to lie to my manager and say I had to pick up my sister at the airport.
This is probably when you're, like, a junior in high school.
Yeah. Okay. So I have to leave early, pick up my sister. And the lady was like, well, okay, if I called your home, your mom and dad would confirm that? And I said, yeah, of course. So I ran out to the payphone. this was before cell phones. And called my mom and told her, hey, if work calls, tell them I have to go pick up Marcy or whatever at the airport. And she goes, I'm not lying for you. So I had to go back in and say somebody else is going to give her a ride. I didn't get to go to the show, and I was really upset.
What Mr. T Experience show was it? Do you remember? Because we saw them there a couple times.
You mean like what tour?
Yeah, I mean like who were they playing with? Do you remember?
Oh, no, I don't remember.
Because there was that night where it was Queers, Mr. T. Wait, what? Did they ever play there with them? Maybe not.
I don't
remember.
Not that I know of.
Anyway, we'll play a Mr. T song in the middle here, but you wanted to start it off with something else?
Yeah, this is called Losers of the Year, Pinhead Gunpowder.
Never found. real fiction. And the book you love but never read shouldn't leap into debate, especially when your faith absorbs you a bit for me. Or can I be the day? How would be the name, the shame? Sing the words in time and pray.
Gunpowder with Losers of the Year.
Yeah, and then I played a Mr. T Experience song there in the middle. That's Book of Revelation off of going way back. Yeah, he's like a big, he's an author now.
Oh yeah?
Dr. Frank. He wrote that King Dork, which was kind of a big hit.
Was it any good?
Yeah, it was cool. I heard they were going to make it into a movie. I don't know if that's going to happen, but what'd you play at the end there?
That was Rain by Lagwagon.
Love that band.
Yeah.
They're so good. I wish they would play more.
Yeah, no kidding. I saw them not too long ago, I guess.
Up there?
Yeah.
Where was it?
TLA.
Who'd they play with?
I can't remember.
You said the show, the sound was bad?
I don't think the sound is great at that place, really.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're awesome, though, live.
Yeah, no, it's still good.
Cool. Do you want to hear a hip-hop song?
Sure.
I usually don't really listen to hip-hop.
Yeah.
But I heard this song the other day because somebody I'm friends with on Facebook put this group up. I like all y'all's groups, but I kind of led me down this wormhole and I heard this song. I was like, man, that song is cool. So anyway, this is Ill Bill with Manson versus Berkowitz. You ready?
Yeah.
Sure?
Yes.
Hey, yo, Billy. Hey, yo, whatever, son.
Over a sacrificial lamb, I got mad issues, so I'm snatching a pistol, fam. The green trees got me into orbit, where I found the skeletal remains of a mafia informant. I'm from Gravesend, where if I'm out of the playpen, you could get paid from filling the graves with made men. No remorse, like the end of a nasty divorce. Marshall versus the sleet stack with a hand on the torch.
Land of the lost, hit you with chrome barrels and with stone arrows. To turn your oceans into blood like Montour Pharaoh. The eggs of Egypt, 1,000 years before the death of Jesus. Millennials before these devils invented diseases. Creators of AIDS, ice cold like vapors in space. Institutionalized like hiding razor blades and cakes. Incarcerated scar faces that are raping face. To let you know what fucking time it is, like Flavor Flav.
We burn it up like Manson versus Berkowitz. We turn it up like acid versus Percocets. We serve it up like assassins that flirt with death. We sherm it up like X versus stick-up kids. We burn it up like Manson versus Berkowitz. We turn it up like acid versus Percocets. We serve it up like assassins that flirt with death. We sherm it up like versus stick-up kids.
This is the mind of violence with the design of virus. Screw on the silencer in time so you can die in silence. Capital Q, decapitate capitalist rappers. I put a cap in their back after I turn my cap backwards. The blood on the hands of Pontius Pilate. Dwelling in the underworlds of the city with the monsters hiding. The mind of Heath Ledger with a handful of pills. My face covered in makeup and a plan for the kill.
The massacre is real like crackheads dancing for krills. A hairy situation like a tarantula's meal. And I'm like a cross between a scorpion and Kevorkian. My impact, I flatten the skyscraper like an accordion. Award-winning war villains play hopscotch across buildings and toss trucks like matchbox cars to your children. Homie, I square off like a Sicilian. Fuck priceless, cause every word I write costs a million.
We burn it up like Manson versus Berkowitz. We turn it up like acid versus Percocets. We serve it up like assassins that flirt with death. We sherm it up like X versus stick-up kids. We burn it up like Manson versus Berkowitz. We turn it up like acid versus Percocets. We serve it up like assassins that throw with death. We sherm it up like gangsters versus stick-up kids.
What'd you think of that?
That's good.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't really know anything about hip hop, but I mean, I like that one.
Yeah.
Like noise.
So I heard you go to Neil Diamond.
I'm supposed to be able to, or I'm supposed to be going to Neil Diamond on Friday for free because I've written a couple things for this local Charlotte website called Culture, CLTURE. And I got into Bad Religion for free and wrote a show review of that. That was cool. And then I was like, man, I kind of want to go see Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
So that's Friday. I don't think it's 100% yet, but I would like to go.
Yeah, that would be fun.
That'd be cool. If I got a plus one, you down?
Sure. I'll check my schedule.
You going to be busy?
Possibly.
So are you going to go to Kansas this summer?
I don't know.
You were talking about going in June, right?
Yeah, I might. We'll see.
Cool. All right. Well, let's play a couple mellow songs to
end it. Slow down a bit?
Can I finish?
Yeah.
Let's play a couple mellow songs to end it with. What did you want to play?
How about Yazoo with Only You?
Okay, I don't know if I'm familiar with this.
It's real good.
All right, and then I'm going to play a Willie Nelson song. He didn't write it. It's a cover, but I love his version, and it's called The Maker. Get you really a little misty-eyed, maybe?
Yeah, it's a sad one.
Well, I hope Tinder heats up a little bit this summer for you.
Thanks.
All right, well, that's it. Any final thoughts?
Nah.
That's it?
That's all I got.
Looking from a window above, it's like a story of love. Can you hear me? Came back only yesterday. I'm moving farther away. Won't you near me? All I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day. And all I
finger. I could not see for the fog in my eye. I could not feel for the fear in my life. And across the great divide, in the distance I saw the light. I saw John Baptist walking to me with the Maker. My body is bent and broken by long dangerously. I can't work the fields of Abraham and turn my head away. I'm not strained in the hands of the Maker. Brother John, have you seen the homeless daughter standing